Well, good morning once again. Our scripture text is taken from the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 11 will serve as our text this morning. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. The context of our scripture is the 12th chapter of the book of Revelation. In the 12th chapter of the book of Revelation, we find the woman who is Israel. She has faced satanically inspired persecutions throughout history and will face still greater persecution in the tribulation period. Yet God always has and always will protect His chosen nation, Israel, from ultimate defeat and extinction. We find the child. This is Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. And also in the 12th chapter of the book of Revelation, we find the dragon, who is the devil and Satan, the accuser of the brethren, who seeks to destroy God's Christ and God's people. As if this were possible. We find God's people, overcomers in our text, many of whom would die as martyrs for the Christian faith. This morning, we shall examine our text and apply it to our own lives here in 2015. First, believers are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb. Secondly, believers are overcomers by the word of their testimony. And third, true believers do not love their lives to the death. First, believers are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb. This is the theological basis for the fact that believers are overcomers of the power of Satan through the precious blood of Christ. The precious blood of Christ was the price of redemption of human souls. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. The sinless Lamb of God came in the flesh. This was the only way that God could reconcile sinners to Himself. Christ, our Lord, Christ, our Savior, and I hope He's yours, died on that cross and shed His precious blood, submitting Himself that when those nails were driven into holy hands, and when that spear was thrust into His holy side, the plan of God, the plan for salvation of men and women, which was determined by God in times past, yea, even before the foundation of the world, was set into motion. Now, there are those who deny the incarnation. There are those who say that Jesus was not both fully God and fully man. There are those who say that he only came in a spirit body, or that he did not indeed die on the cross. But the Bible says that every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. Now, our text also says explicitly that the redeemed, quote, overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. In other words, believers can overcome the devil, the accuser of the brethren. Now, what Satan does is he continually reminds God that Christians are still sinning and ought to be dealt with according to God's wrath. So too, the accuser of our brethren is also active on earth. Not only does he whisper things into God's ear in the heavenly throne room, many times he whispers things into our ears in order to cast doubt on the blessed promises of God, saying, did God really say? Did God really promise? Did God really forgive you of that sin? Now, Satan knows that believers are already overcomers through the blood of the Lamb. But if he can get them not to live like it, then God won't be glorified. When we live in doubt, when we live without faith, when we disbelieve the promises of God, whether intellectually or practically, will be of no effect for his kingdom here on earth. And so Satan achieves his Pyrrhic victory. The truth is that the sins of believers, your sins, friends, all of those that you have committed, all of those that you commit now, all of those that you will commit, have been covered by the blood of Christ. When God said that your sins have been removed from him as far as the east is from the west, was he lying? When God said that not only has he forgiven your sins now, but he has forgiven your sins with results that continue forever, such that they have been cast into the depths of the sea of forgetfulness, was he lying? Why then do you wonder whether you might lose your salvation? Why then do you believe the lie that if you do not come before a man in a prescribed way and confess your sins, that your sins will be bound in heaven. For there is one mediator between God and man, that is, the man Christ Jesus. Christ's blood has been shed for many for the remission of sins. Therefore, believers are free, free from sin's power through the blood of Jesus Christ. And this is what the Apostle John means when he writes, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb." Believers are also overcomers by the word of their testimony. In view here in context are tribulation martyrs killed for witnessing to the truth of the Christian faith. Men and women of whom the world was not worthy. These faithful martyrs took up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. For the Word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Now the gods are God's honest truth, angers ungodly men, and sometimes turns them to rage. Why do the nations rage and take up arms against the Lord's anointed? Have you ever given somebody the gospel, the truth of God, or told them that God's word says such and such, and they go into a fit of rage? They become angry, and it seems irrational to you. Well, why do you suppose that is? Well, the word of God is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The Word of God exposes the truth. And if we're honest about ourselves, if we take an honest look into the mirror, the truth of some of the things that go on in our heart and in our mind, and some of the things we do, are pretty ugly. Now, when God's honest truth comes knocking at the door of our hearts, sensible people repent. Unfortunately, sensibility is pretty scarce in this world. And I say this to the dismay of both the Lord and His redeemed, and with trepidation with regard to the unredeemed, reprobate sinner. Now the Scripture says, with regard to those who are overcomers because of the word of their testimony, "For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." And again, that the words of the bold saint of God ought to be, "For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." Is that your attitude? I hope so. Are there any who will say, "Well, but Pastor, I don't really know what to say. Yeah, I get it. God uses other people, sinful men and women, saved by His grace, and God's church to proclaim and preach and explain the gospel to other people, but I don't know what to say. Well, if you know God's salvation in Christ, and you don't know anything else, you may still say, one thing I know, that though I was blind, now I see. Believers do not love their lives to the death. Let us learn from the faithful children of God who heeded Christ's words. If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? Now I ask you, do you love your life in the world more than you love God, who freely offers you eternal life in heaven? What do you think? A man had two sons, and he came to the first and he said, "Son, go work today in my vineyard." He answered and said, "I will not." But afterward, he regretted it and he went. Then he came to the second and said, "Likewise." And he answered and said, "I go, sir." But he did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father? How many people hear the word of God and they're excited and they say, "Wow, that was great. I'm going to recommit my life and I'm going to go and I'm going to do this, this, and this." And then they fall off the face of the earth. And then there are other people who ponder these things in their hearts, and they're thoughtful and they count the cost. And they say, "If I really want to follow this road, the Bible way, I've got some changes to make. But I'm not going to change this." And then they reconsider and they say, "Yeah, I got to change that too. Even that." And they come later, and in the Lord's vineyard, the second one is there, but the first one is one as though the seed was sown on rocky soil. You have priorities set already, but are they out of order? Do they need to be rearranged? Be honest. Are you truly saved? Do you know that? Or have you been playing games with God's grace? There's a story of a young man who enjoyed his life. This young man was personality plus, always alive and smiling. The life of the party. But suddenly, one day, His life ended. He didn't see it coming. No one saw it coming. Now, this young man loved life. And we hope that he made his peace with God, if even at his last fleeting moments, as he may have had opportunity, God knows. But I fear that he was not like one of those saints in our text. I fear that he loved his life to the death. That when his soul was required of him, that he was not ready. So, his family and his friends gathered together. This young man was seen in church from time to time. So the saints knew him. And they came out hoping the best. Preacher was conflicted, though. So, the preacher sought to find acceptable words. He looked in his Bible, and he saw that what was written was upright. Words of truth. The words of the wise are like goads. And the words of scholars are like well-driven nails given by one shepherd. And further, my son, be admonished by these. Of making many books there is no end. And much study is wearisome to the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments. For this is man's all. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. And upon the basis of the evidence of one's life, which is a reflection of one's heart, God, and He to whom judgment was committed, His Son Jesus Christ, will determine on that last day whether each of us will partake of the resurrection of life or the resurrection of condemnation. I pray, friends, that you take this as food for thought this morning. And so now let us pray. Lord God, thank you for your word. We pray, Heavenly Father, that if there is any who is not sure walking in this door this morning, or before they listened to these words by some other medium, by CD on the internet, what have you, that this word of God cuts to the heart. Friend, make it right today. Don't walk out of here without settling the most important matter, the matter of your soul. Only believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, having considered the truth of his gospel and the cost that is entailed. You shall be saved on the authority of God's word. And you don't have to go another day wondering. And if, like that young man, death comes calling for you, friend, today, you shall be ready. Lord God, may your blessing be upon these words and the remainder of this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.